The Word of Prophecy Broadcast. In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, as saith the prophet. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
Welcome to Radio's Most Challenging Hour, the Word of Prophecy Broadcast, and I'm Brother Ray Pringle with a true prophetic message out of the Scriptures of your Holy Bible, which is the sure Word of Almighty God. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the same book, our Holy Bible, that our patriotic, God-fearing forefathers used to write the Declaration of Independence and to frame our Constitution from. And it's from these documents, which were inspired by the Word of God, from which we derive our personal and religious liberty. President George Washington, our first president, said in his lifetime, it is impossible to govern or to rightly govern the world without God and the Bible. Our 16th president, President Abraham Lincoln, said in his lifetime, I believe the Bible is the best gift that God has ever given to man. Well, I'm preaching and teaching out of your Holy Bible, the same book that our founding forefathers revered and honored, and I pray today that you'll be all ears to hear this prophetic message sent by Holy Ghost anointing. We continue the message today entitled The Chastening of the Church of Jesus Christ, and I begin in a scripture found in your Holy Bible in Matthew, the 24th chapter, beginning in verse 3, from a great experience the apostles had with Jesus Christ their Lord. As Jesus sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be? What shall be the sign of thy coming? And what's the signs of the end of the world, or the end of the age in which we're living? Well, Jesus answered and said to them, Take heed that no man deceive you. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to call your attention to that fourth verse. When Jesus said, Take heed that no man deceive you, he was speaking to his great apostles or disciples, there's Peter and James and John and those men that he'd called to be his successors when he was going to leave and go back to heaven. And he was talking to them, and he was talking to Christians. They were Christians. And he said, Take heed that no man deceive you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am Christ. And then he said, You'll hear wars and rumors of wars, but this is not the end yet. Nation arise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, famines, pestilences, earthquakes, all of these things will occur in many places. But he says in verse 8, all these are the beginning of sorrows. And in that day, that is this end time generation, that they're receiving these signs from Jesus Christ. And all these signs relate to the day, this end time age in which we're living. They'll deliver you up to be afflicted and kill you. And he's talking about Christians. And you'll be hated of all men for my name's sake, and there'll be many will be offended. That will be they'll stumble away from the word, having faith in God's word. They'll betray one another. They'll hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. He's still talking about Christians. And ladies and gentlemen, there's a militantly hostile paganism arisen that's absorbed in a form of religion here in our generation, but they're viciously intent upon the elimination of the people who insist that God rules the universe, punishes all sin, reveals himself in the Bible and sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to this world to save those who truly believe. And this same Jesus Christ that God the Father sent into this world to be our Lord and Master and Savior, he said, "Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you," that is Christians, "will think that he doeth God's service." That's found in your Holy Bible, John 16 and verse 2. Also in John 15 and verse 19, Jesus Christ declared to his disciples, "If you were of the world would love his own. But because you're not of the world, but I've chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you." Isn't that some revelation? God calls a Christian out of the world, to be unlike the world, to be a witness to the world, and to condemn the world with our godly lifestyle. But the church today is turned away from the lifestyle of Christianity. Well, what does this mean to people who acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior as the real saints of God? Well, it means the gap is widening, the gauntlet is down. The archaic old guidelines that have their origin in the Word of God are no longer tolerable to the unbeliever who suddenly realized that he, after all, is in the majority in the churches that are called by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ here in this nation. Well, those guidelines are a threat from the Word of God to the ideal of absolute permissiveness that this worldly crowd in the church that they adhere to. Well, they cry out, "Love is God." No, not God is love, but love is God and our kind of love. Long live Epicurus. The good guys must go. Well, the Holy Ghost warned in the Holy Scriptures by Christ's apostle in 2 Timothy 3 and 12, "Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." Ladies and gentlemen, that persecution is going to rise upon this Church of Jesus Christ here in this end time generation, that the Church of Jesus Christ may be made white and without spot or blemish, and through persecution and through the chastening rod of God in his judgments will be led back to old-fashioned repentance and to divine favor to make them holy as Jesus Christ is holy. Well, if you're a follower of Jesus Christ merely for what you can get out of it or because it's a pleasant way of life, well, may I suggest that you get off the bandwagon now while the getting is good. The road ahead is going to be a rough one, ladies and gentlemen, and somebody's going to get hurt. Well, this dark cloud is not without its fluorescent lining, however. The earliest Christians in the days of the apostles, right after Jesus Christ left and went back to heaven, they faced a militantly hostile, arrogant paganism, and it was a religious one at that. And a lot of very determined people in their day were intent upon the elimination of that third race of nonconformists. What were the results there in the days of the early Church of Jesus Christ and the apostles? Well, this is it. The brave and confident young church grew and prospered as it has never prospered in our own day. They were oblivious to barbarian acts of cruelty. Those believers went blissfully about their business of evangelizing the world. Well, some of the good guys were killed in the process, but they call that a victory and not a defeat. Well, let me ask you, do you care to live for Christ in that kind of environment? Well, it looks as if you're going to get the chance to do so, and it may be sooner than you think that this is coming upon us. We're living in a day when preachers do not believe the prophetic scriptures of the Word of God. They want to say they're all for the Jews or all for Israel, and Jesus can come at any time. It's not true. Jesus cannot come at any time. If he could come at any time, he would have come at any time. There's 40 or more signs of Christ's return that have not been fulfilled. And there's prophetic scriptures in our Holy Bible that portend and predict the future of the Church of Jesus Christ, that we are going out into 3.5 years of the great tribulation period, the climactic end of this very age of man. Well, this 3.5 years that precede that terrifying era of the wrath of God, which will be a time of God's judgments and a persecution of God's saints, will be in the midst of an end-time Holy Ghost revival and worldwide evangelism as the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of Elijah moves to restore the Church of Jesus Christ back to its former love, its true love. It's real faith. It's divine unity to the fear of God, to the power of God that we've not seen here nowhere near anything like the early church manifested in the end time church of Jesus Christ. Well, these 40 or more signs, there's been always a partial fulfillment of God's predicted signs. Well, they're not going to bring the day of Christ's return, no matter how loud the clamor and preaching about his imminent appearing may be. Too much of the Bible prophecy is either being ignored or assigned to Israel by today's prophetic prognosticators and pragmatic theologians. Most preachers today teach a legendary type rapture for a worldly, a rebellious, and compromising church that is going into the great tribulation period for at least one or raised 3 1/2 years for chastening and a return back to the holiness of God. These easy rapture preachers declare that a tribulation of 7 years is necessary to bring about the conversion of Israel to Christ. Well, this is partially true, but the tribulation is also to chasten the church back to holiness and purity, which God requires of the church, which will become the bride of Jesus Christ. Well, here's a bold Holy Ghost declaration in Revelation. Jesus Christ will not return until there's a restoration of his church to holiness, divine unity, Holy Ghost power, real love, real faith, and the fear of God, which will be performed during the first 3 1/2 years of tribulation, in which God will send Elijah to lead this great revival of restoration back to old-fashioned repentance and to divine favor for this end-time church of Jesus Christ. And prophetically, in the words of Christ's great apostle, the apostle Peter, in Acts 3:20-21, "And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution," or restoration, that is, "of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began," ladies and gentlemen. Well, if Jesus came for his bride today, the true church of Jesus Christ, the missing persons bureau would hardly be alerted. Today's church is so full of the world that Jesus wouldn't have it on a Christmas tree. The church today desperately needs holy men of God, prophets, who will cry out against the ungodliness and worldliness in the lives of God's own people, as that scripture declared in the text today that I began with in Isaiah 58:1. "Cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgressions and the house of Jacob their sins." And ladies and gentlemen, I pray that you will be disturbed by the piercing voice of this true prophet of God, and this will continue to spread over this nation like the dew until the time of restoration begins in this great republic of ours and in other nations of the world. Shall we pray? Our Father and our God, I ask you in Jesus' name to grip our hearts in this message with its power and persuasion to turn our hearts, Lord, to the truth. As Jesus said, the truth that will make us free. I pray that you'll turn us to that truth that will lead us to old-fashioned repentance and divine favor. We ask in Jesus' name and amen. This is Brother Ray Pringle. Our mailing address is Word of Prophecy Fellowship, Post Office Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. This is a free voice with a true prophetic message, and this is a ministry of restoration, restoring the guideposts, the beacons, the landmarks out of our Holy Bible, which blind and deceitful preachers and teachers have destroyed. And ladies and gentlemen, Romans 4:2 still says, "It's the goodness of God that leadeth us to repentance." I pray that you'll write me this week and share with me a generous offering to keep these broadcasts coming out over the airways of this great nation of ours, for the time of the end is drawing near. Write me this week to Brother Ray Pringle, Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. If you don't receive our magazine, request it. It'll be mailed without cost or obligation. And may God grip you in this message until the next broadcast with its power and persuasion.